It depends. Here's the pitch. High. One ball and no strikes. Crowd on hand is curious but well-behaved. I think they're curious about what we're doing.
Exactly what we're doing.
What are those two guys doing? One ball and no strikes. It's all about surviving. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Over the years?
Yeah, so far the field looks pretty good. The first base runner over there, McDowell, looks pretty good going back and forth.
Got a good lead. Here's the pitch. Ripped high in the air to center field. Miller, the center fielder, coming on. Left fielder calls him off and can't get it. It drops in there. Kind of in a Bermuda Triangle, and everybody's going to be safe. We score that a hit, Henry, don't we?
Yeah, I'm going to score it a hit.
Kind of got lost in the middle, and there will be two aboard for the Hornets with one away. Wes Bosworth will be the batter. Bosworth, a big left-handed batter, hitting cleanup today for the Hornets, wearing number 23. He's got his balaclava on a cold day.
I don't blame you, young man.
Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Wisconsin baseball is pretty funny. Then by next week, it could be short sleeves.
I'll be in my Speedos.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's not that warm. There's the pitch, strike. Oh, nice pitch from Hazley.
I'll tell you what, Hazley's just brushing that outside corner.
Yeah, he's getting the outside part. Runners back to 1-2 with one away here in the opening inning. Just underway with us here. Thanks for joining us on WRCO. You don't have any Brewers today, so you're stuck with us for the only baseball on the radio. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Tough one to take with two strikes.
You know, it was just a little inch or so away.
Yep.
But Hazley's been very consistent with his delivery. Head to the batter, 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Strike called, and they got him looking for out number two.
He's still working that outside corner on those left-handed batters. So.
He looked good on that.
Yeah, he did.
Put it away. Isaac Gold playing third base. The start today for the Richland Center Hornets, number 25. Got a bright future, and he's my neighbor, too. Man.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
He don't have that bright a future, does he?
Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball.
I'm just kidding. It'd be good to be your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple doors down.
Now, was he actually in June's daycare at one time?
No, I don't think so. Across the yard. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike called.
Outside corner again.
1-1. Yeah, I'm impressed with his accuracy right now. He's getting it where he wants to. McDonald leads at second. Miller at first. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Chopped on the third base. Gobbled up there by Anderson on the bag for the out. And that will retire the Hornets. Wide Anderson unassisted. Takes down RC. No runs. Couple of hits. No errors. Two left on. A half in the books here in the chilly Boscobel. Hornets nothing, Boscobel coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m., see you there.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Bottom half of the first here in Boscobel. The Bulldogs will lead off with Briar Wayne, the shortstop. Tyler Miller at center field. And then Cameron Luce, the first baseman, Hunter Gunderson, the right fielder, bats cleanup. Stuart Trum in left field hits fifth. Jaron Wiaki, the catcher, followed by Landon Hainsley, the pitcher, hitting seventh. Gayden Strang at second, batting number eight. And Wyatt Anderson at third, batting number nine. On the mound for the Hornets, Lane Miller. Jacob McDonald is the catcher. Wes Bosworth at first. Cole Wassinger second. Avery McGlynn is the shortstop. Isaac Gauld at third. And in the outfield, left to right, Ethan Haiti, Brady Dosh, and Darius Salazar.
Phil, you notice that on some of these catchers you're going to see this year, you see the little pack on them, they have earphones. So this year, the catcher can have one-way communication with the coach, so that the catcher can't talk to the coach but can hear the coach. So, but if the catcher gets caught talking to the coach, it's automatic ejection for the coach and player.
Is that right?
It's tough.
How do you determine that?
It's going to be all what the umpire says.
Okay.
So I haven't had any issues. I had Cashin had it. They had a little problem with it. So, but these devices are probably $600.
Ah.
So, it's just one of those things where the coach can call it and go from there.
Something new for high school baseball.
Yeah, without question.
Last year, I remember hearing about it, talking to some of the coaches about it. They were kind of iffy a little bit about it, but I'm sure he's going to use it.
I'm sure they will.
It's an advantage, right? Lane Miller on the rock, ready to go here. Gets the ball from the windup, and here's the pitch, and that's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one.
Good-looking strike.
Good fastball from Lane Miller.
You know, and another thing in high school ball, your coaches want your pitcher on top first.
Oh, yes. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut from Wayne, and it's 0-2.
So, you know, in high school baseball, a lot of numbers, if the pitcher gets a strike on the batter, it's about 88% chance that they're going to get him out.
Interesting. We'll see what happens here. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Fouled off for a strike. Wayne and then Miller and Luce for the Bulldogs. Coach James Marks, head coach for Boscobel.
Yeah, he coached underneath me for, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Did he learn anything from you? Or?
Probably not. Good guy, though. Good baseball fundamental guy.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Miller gets the strikeout, and there is one away. That'll bring up Tyler Miller. Miller's got a little bit different uniform top, doesn't he, than the rest of the team?
The others just had their warm-ups on.
They're just covered up. They kind of let them wear whatever they can wear today, right?
Right now they do.
Here we go. Tyler standing in. He's a lefty. Good spot for a lefty in that number two slot. And here comes Lane Miller from the windup. The pitch fouled off. Nothing in one. Do you have insurance on your ATV if we
sure
get
do.
Hit here?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, this is a secure broadcast facility.
Now, would this go under Civic?
Probably. Yeah, I would think so, because we're at work, although some might argue that.
Yeah.
0-1 is high. One ball and one strike. But I'm telling you, in all seriousness, sitting out in 40-degree weather and wind coming at you for 2 hours, it's kind of work.
It is.
I'm appreciative that we're inside. 1-1, here's the pitch, fouled off for strike two. One ball and two strikes.
And you know what? You forgot to tell them that we do have a little heater going in here.
So. Yeah, I hope we don't blow a circuit breaker or something. Then we might be in trouble. One ball and two strikes. Outfield shaded around for the left-handed batter here with one away in the bottom of the first. Miller with a pitch. That hangs outside.
But it looked like a curve there. Kind of got stuck on the outside and stayed there.
Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Lane Miller back to the bump. Target up from McDonald from the windup. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air toward left field. Hooking foul. Out of play. Ever get hit over at your house?
I try not to.
Knocked out a window or anything?
I hope not.
That's a good poke if it gets that far.
If it does, they need to sign him up right now.
Take him to the minors.
Our good friend Jamie Walsh sitting over there.
Oh, yeah. 2-2. The pitch outside and the count full up now. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Boy, lots of blankets and parkas and whatever out here today. I'm really surprised that we're playing, but you get here, the field is in good shape, and I guess why not, right?
Yeah, you might. It's one of those things where if you can play it, you better play it, because you're not going to have, as the season goes on, you get fewer and fewer dates to play.
Right, that's a good point.
And it's one of those things where if it's a non-con game and you don't have any dates, you're not going to play any non-con.
Yeah, right, exactly. A lot of times those are the ones that take the hit.
Yeah.
You got to get the conference games in first. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Outside, he walked in. Tyler Miller draws a walk here for the Bulldogs. One on with one away for Cameron Luce. Now, this goes back a long, long time, but Richland Center and Boscobel, one-time conference.
Oh, yeah.
The old SWAL. I really miss those days because there were teams from the SWAL that played summer baseball.
Yes.
So Cuba City was one of them. Platteville,
Lancaster.
They were all summer ball teams.
Yeah.
And so the conference was a nice little Boscobel, Fenimore, Riverdale, River Valley, Richland Center. And
a tough conference back then.
Barocco was in the 80s for a while, too. So. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time.
But that was a tough, tough baseball conference.
It was, yeah. And then I think Iowa Grant maybe came in as well. But
What about Prairie Machine? Were they in there?
Prairie was, too, yep. They didn't have summer baseball. They were oftentimes the team to beat. Here's the pitch. That one behind the batter and back to the screen. Nice play of the replay by McDonald there. Kind of came right back to him. And the runner stays at first base. The backstop here in Boscobel is not a great
distance behind. No, it's not.
In
Richland Center, they would have had first, the second base by then. So.
Yeah, it's quite a distance here at the Hornets' home park. Again, one away. Miller leads at first. Here's the pitch. Inside, the batter checked his swing. It's the ball. So, two balls and no strikes. Hornets bring a good crowd out here. They travel well. Of course, this is a close non-conference game.
It looks like everybody's going skiing instead of going to baseball game.
Yeah, that's true. It does.
And we have the young ladies for the softball team to the right of us from Boscobel.
Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Well, a lot of games are canceled tonight.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Richland Center's softball was canceled, and I presume Boscobel's was as well.
Yeah. Miss Grassel, the young lady sitting over there in the black, Bill, she's going to Mississippi State next year to play.
Yeah.
Softball.
Yeah, quite a player. Only had a chance to see her once last year. Pitch. Here's a swing and a miss. Cameron Luce went around on that. 2-1 the count. What's interesting about her is that when she goes to college, she's not looking at pitching.
No, but now they've changed that.
Have they changed that?
Because, and I may be wrong on this, but her dad's over there. I could talk to Corey. And but a couple of their pitchers that they had did not commit to Mississippi State.
Oh.
But she's good enough to throw at that level. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Greta Grassel. Yeah.
She's 3-1 here, Bill. Sorry about
that. Yeah, that's all right. 3-1 to Luce. Nice block that time of the catcher, Jacob McDonald's part. Runner tags it first, gets the lead. 3-1 to Cameron Luce. Lane Miller is set. There's the pitch down low. He walked him, and the ball gets by, but not far enough for the runner to move past second. So Miller at second, Luce at first, and the batter, Hunter Gunderson,
playing right field for the Bulldogs.
Steps up here, so the Bulldogs have Bruin in the opening inning. No score, bottom of first here on WRCO in Richland Center. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray.
I honestly think you'll see Lane settle down. I mean, it's just
pitch outside for a ball. And throwing off an actual mound.
It's a huge difference from the gym into this. I mean,
Even back when I played, we'd play in the practice in the gym. You just don't get a true hop.
Nope, you don't. You really don't. You really don't know about the dirt.
Swing and a miss by the batter, 1-1. But for pitchers throwing off the mound, too, you can simulate that all day. But
yes.
It's not the same as
it is
dirt.
Not the same, yep.
Right now, runners get pretty good size leads, and now Miller calls the catcher out to have a conference at the mound. Time here. Well, there are some teams. I know that Riverdale and Iowa Grant switched locations, so they're playing softball at Riverdale. The JV game follows varsity. Now, it's going to be a little chilly when the JV game rolls around.
I actually had that game, Iowa Grant at Riverdale, and they just switched the date. So now I get to go to Iowa Grant when Riverdale plays over there.
Oh, okay. Here comes the 1-1 offering, and it's going to be a bullseye. One ball and two strikes now to the hitter. Miller and Luce retrieve to their bases now, and Get a little bit of leads out here. Blaine Miller off the rubber. Now back on, ready, working from the stretch here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, bounce toward first. Bosworth down on it, picks it up, steps on the bag, and it's in time. Runners move on. Miller at third, Luce at second. Two away for Stuart Trump. Unassisted play by Wes Bosworth. Notice the infielders, both sides, just a little bit unsure.
Yes,
you know, early on of the bounces.
And you know what? We talked about this before the game, but you're going to see that.
Yep. Trum is ready. Miller from the windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's above the letters for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So far, they're letting you return to your home diamond here, Henry.
Yeah, so far.
I don't think anybody saw you. You're kind of sitting in here incognito. Pitch is down low for a ball.
The windows aren't fogged up yet.
No wonder what's happening, huh?
Exactly, yep.
Two balls and no strikes to the batter.
He's going to go the windup.
Yep, Miller winding. Runners get big leads. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a strike. Yeah, Tyler Miller for Boscobel. He was about halfway down the barrel to third base.
He was.
Back to second base now. Look for the runners to possibly take off here. They're leading big. There's the pitch upstairs for a ball, and it's three balls and a strike. So back it goes to the pitcher. Miller laboring a little bit here in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be interesting to see if both starters go a long ways today.
Yeah. Maybe they'll. We talked about that earlier today. How long will they keep their pitchers in?
Yep.
Due to the cold and stuff, and if they can stay warm.
3-1, backed him away. We're loaded up here in Boscobel. Boscobel loads the bases without a hit. Three walks given up by Lane Miller in the opening inning. And the hitter will be Jaron Wiaki, the catcher. Jaron coming on now.
He's a good-looking athlete.
Yeah, he does. Comes out. He's got a brace on his knee. At first, I thought he didn't have his catcher's gear off, but
we got time here.
Time called. Yep. Coach Lemke out to have a word with his pitcher here in the opening inning. Again, we are scoreless in Boscobel. The Bulldogs are going to try to change that, but it's going to take a two-out hit. Action brought to you today on WRCO by WRCO Sports Boosters. Join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, and also the Duncan play of the game.
Yep, yep. Every time I say Duncan, I gain a pound.
Do you?
Yeah.
You still on your diet?
I'm still on there.
All right. Good. Good to hear that.
So
that means that...
Now I'm trying to maintain and just lose like a pound a week.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to lose too much.
Yeah, just maintain, lose, maintain.
You got anything in your ice box there for when I...
Yeah, I got some celery and some... And some radishes, if you're interested.
Party on. Here is the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly over the mound. Going to be trouble for the Hornets. Picked up a second. Not in time, and Boscobel scores. And maybe two. Yes, Luce is in. Hornets kept the ball at second and didn't watch the runner coming around third. And it's 2-0 Boscobel. That was you could see that happening as the ball is not going to really briskly go across the infield today. And the Akawiaki's ball a hit. I mean, it was.
You have to.
I think you do.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yep. So he'll get credit for one RBI. I think the second one came on the Hornets being a little tardy on the throw. We're going to have a courtesy runner.
Number
Jeremiah Degenhart is in to run for Wiaki, the catcher. So he's on at first base. Two across in the opening inning for the Bulldogs. Trum at second and Degenhart at first. With two away, seventh batter of the inning, Miller with a pitch down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Strong northerly wind off and on.
It is.
Like 43 at game time. Guessing it may not be that warm by the seventh inning.
It'll be warm in here, though.
Yeah, well, so far. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. We could probably patent this secure broadcast facility.
Yes, we could.
You got air conditioning. We can use it in the summertime, too.
Oh, got a window. We can put an AC in there.
Yeah, window air conditioner. That'd be good. 1-1, the pitch, swing and a miss. by Haisley. It's one ball and two strikes to the batter. Boscobel with runners at first and second. Still two away. Runners retreat. Now get their leads. One ball, two strikes from Miller. There's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it held on by McDonald for the strikeout. That is three, and the Bulldogs are finally retired.
Boscobel got two runs on one hit, no errors on 31 pitches, Phil.
Sounds good. Two left on. We have completed one. 2-0 Boscobel over Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a south-central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to Boscobel. We're in the top of the second inning. Cole Wasinger, Logan Peterson, and Ethan Haiti due for the Hornets. 2-0 Boscobel. Virtual Center has out hit the Bulldogs 2-1, but Boscobel has the lead on the scoreboard. A couple of swings, the batter will be in. Boscobel back with Landon Haisley for inning number two. He looks strong in the opening inning.
He only pitched 15 pitches, I think. So
yep.
Right where you want him to be.
He is ready to roll, and from the windup, here comes the pitch. And that is, did he call that a strike?
He called it a ball.
Oh, he did. Okay. One ball.
And it was high.
How come I heard somebody say strike? I don't know. Must have been some heckler from the crowd or something. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes.
2-0. It's 2-0 count. It's a hitter's count. So.
You bet. From the windup, the pitch. Inside, ball three. I've told you about my stellar career. I'm still not a fan of walks. I'd rather, but I'd get my money's worth. Three swings, and I was usually out. But
well, that's all right.
You got a chance to hit it if you swing the bat, right? Pitch is going to be called a strike. 3-1.
That's when the umpire does that, kid walks away, it's not good.
3-1. Here's the pitch. That's low, and he walked in.
But, you know, one of the things is the kids right now are trying to figure out the umpires as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's his zone, you know?
And every day is different.
And every day is different. You just hope you just hope that every inning's not different,
yep.
You know? And
standing in will be Logan Peterson. He's a DH for the right fielder Darius Salazar. He's on the other side of the slot here. In the seventh hole for the Richland Center Hornets, throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Coach Ryan Lemke, and we can call him a veteran coach now.
Yep.
Been around for a number of years. Chris Clerken,
yep.
His assistant, coaching at first base today. Eddie Tabor in the dugout. Good staff. This one rocked toward left, down the line, base hit. Let's see what the Hornets do with Wasinger. They got him held at second base now on a solid knock by Logan Peterson.
That was a nice hit.
It was.
Nice hit down the third base, right over the third base line, and props right in front of the left fielder.
Well played by Stuart Trum. When that left the bat, Hank, I thought maybe it was going down the line.
Yeah,
for
I did
a double.
Too. Yeah.
So the batter, Ethan Haiti, for the Hornets.
You know, good job on the basketball defense, though, to get that in quickly. And
yep, you bet. The basics of baseball, right?
That's it.
Measley ready. Nobody out. Horns with a threat going. And now they're going to look the runner back at second base. Ethan Haiti was squaring to bunt. Which isn't a bad idea here. Push those runners over.
Yeah, with no out, it'd be a perfect time to do it.
You bet. He's showing bunt. Easily set to work. Ready to go. And it's bunted foul. Third base side. Strike one. You and I saw Ethan during the wrestling season.
Oh, boy. He was fun, wasn't he, to watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
And his sister.
Yep.
And Teague Perkins.
So Ethan and Emma Haiti both recognized as Richland Sports Medicine Athletes of the Month.
Wow.
I came
awesome.
Across today yep. before I left.
Congratulations to them guys.
Up again one. He shows bunt again. Here's the pitch. Bunt at third base side. Oh, it's perfect. Right down the line. Boscobel lets it go. It's going to stay fair.
Wow.
Everybody's safe.
I think the chalk line held it in play.
I think it did. Landon Heasley couldn't believe it. He's like waiting and waiting and waiting, and it just stayed there. Defied the laws of gravity.
Oh, I tell you what.
The bases are loaded. Wasinger at third. Peterson at second. Haiti at first. Give him a single on that.
Yeah, you got to give him a single.
And the hitter, Avery McGlynn, after a conference with his coach, he is in. So the Hornets, three aboard and nobody away at the top of the second inning.
They got it going right here. Get a hit here and get, you know, at least get one in.
Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Top of the order, Brady Dush in the hitter's circle. Tapping the plate is McGlynn. Haisley set to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Good cut by McGlynn. Nothing and two to the batter.
You know, the last time I coached again at Richland Center.
I was going to ask you about that. I didn't want your head to swell up because we're in kind of a close spot here, but it was one of your best coaching efforts.
Yeah, it was a great ball game.
Nothing and two. Here's the kick and the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Brady Dush waiting patiently in the hitter's circle. Seeing what's happening here. The Hornets have a great chance to at least get something across here in the second inning. Trailing 2-0. Haisley with the pitch. Bounced back toward the pitcher. Over his glove to second. Going to score a run. Bobbled at second. Throw there. Not in time. One run scores. They're going to hold the other runner at third now. Everybody's safe and it's 2-1. So McGlynn bounces one through. Score that as an error.
Yes.
At second. And one in. Peterson goes to third. Haiti at second. McGlynn at first. And timeout. Coach Marks is out to have a word with his Boscobel infield. So what year was that when Boscobel defeated the Hornets in the first round of the tournament?
Well, that would have been
2019.
Yeah.
And you were the lower seed there.
Oh, yeah. We were 8th seed.
8th seed.
Playing it, or 7th seed, playing a 2 seed.
Yep. Center was a 2 seed. Had a great year.
Yeah, had a great year. Yeah.
And it's just one of those things in baseball. You know, in high school baseball, you don't get a 3 or 5-game series. You've got to play, that day.
Yep.
And whoever's the best team that day is going to win.
Yep. And, you know, and we did it on small ball, if you remember back. Yeah.
Laid down about 13 bunts.
Yeah, 3 or 4 bunts. And scored all, basically scored all of our runs.
On bunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a part of baseball
it's
kind of lost.
It's a tough game.
Well, Dush is back in now after the conference at the mound, and Hornets showing bunt again. Here comes the pitch as he brings the bat back. It's a ball. Nice block by Wiaki, the catcher. One ball and no strikes. Nobody out. Hornets with a tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. They are loaded up in the second inning. Haisley ready to roll. Here's the pitch, strike call.
You know, and both teams right here, this is a good thing for both teams and pitchers to work when they have strenuous and these conditions, you know, with bases loaded, no outs. What do you got to do, you know?
Right? Situation.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right field. Could score another run. The right fielder is in. Fairly shallow. Makes the grab. Hornets tag, and they're not coming home there. Going to stay there as they hold, and there is one away. In that situation with nobody out, probably don't want to risk it.
No,
there.
You probably don't.
So, what a way for the catcher, Jacob McDonald. McDonald standing in. Ready to work. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, right field side again. Who's got a shortstop?
Shortstop,
over?
Bill Fly.
And he gets it. to the left of the second base bag for the out, out number two. That'll bring up Lane Miller, two away. A couple of big outs now for Bob.
Yeah, it was.
Miller with a single last time will stand in. Ready to roll here in the top of the second inning. Hornets trying to at least tie it up with two away. Easily ready. Here's the pitch. Ball upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Miller taps the plate. Back in, chokes up on the bat a little bit, and Heasley with a pitch, it's high. Two balls and no strikes. Miller, the seventh man to bat here in the second.
Well, the Hornets, each team's had a good inning, so.
Yep. Both teams scoring runs here successfully early on. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Two and one now. Heasley on board with a strike. We're calling a game with these two teams some years ago that went extra innings here at Boscobel. That was a cold night, too. About 10 innings. 2-1, the pitch ripped toward left field. Back goes Drum, and that one is going to get in there. And one run scores, two run scores. Hornets may clear the bases, and they will on a double by Miller.
Wow, what a play.
Oh, man.
What a hit.
Big hit.
Huge hit.
Wayne Miller at second. And he gets three RBIs with a big hit right there. Nice start for Miller, 2 for 2 on the day.
Yes.
Peterson, Haiti, and McGlynn all score. And the left-hander Wes Bosworth will be the batter. So the Hornets take a 4-2 lead. Could be a high-scoring game.
It very well could be, Phil.
Today. Here's the pitch.
We talked about that, too.
Nothing in one. Yeah, we did. I said, never fails on a cold day. It'll be like 10-9. Never a pitcher's duel, it doesn't seem like. Although, at the start, you know, you're talking about the wind blowing in. Sometimes it is. But guys putting it where they ain't right now.
But a lot of times when that wind's blowing in, if that ball gets up there, it's going to push that ball down quicker than what the outfield thinks.
That's true. Nothing in one. Low for a ball. Bosworth, the eighth Hornet batter of the second inning. Count is one ball and one strike to the hitter. Miller leads at second. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball.
A tad dead here. Two balls and a strike.
Two and one. Miller again gets a couple of paces off of second. Easily to the belt for the pitch. Strike call. Two balls and two strikes.
Good looking breaking ball there, Phil.
Yeah. Bottom part of the strike zone.
Yep. Good inning for the Hornets.
Oh, 2-2. Here's the pitch to Bosworth. Swing and a miss. He's gone. That's out number three, and so are the Hornets.
Richland Center, they get four runs on three hits, one error, and on 25 pitches, Phil.
And one left on. So we go to the bottom of the second inning. It is a 4-2 Richland Center lead over Boscobel. Today's season opener from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Richland Center.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Phil and Hank in your late afternoon time here.
Yeah, people are just going, what's going on? Is it 7:20?
Rounding up some baseball. Number 8 hitter Caden Strang leads off for Boscobel against Lane Miller of the Hornets. 4-2 Richland Center early in the game. Here's the pitch. High. One ball, no strikes. Wyatt Anderson to follow, and then Briar Wayne. 8-9-1 batters for the Bulldogs. Interesting. But a few cancellations today, and even Richland Center's game tomorrow has been already canceled. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing. Nothing in, or I should say 1-1 the count.
Yeah, tomorrow. I think I'm in Waseca tomorrow.
Are you?
Softball, yeah. Actually, I think basketball's there, so
we'll have that. Yep, we'll have that one. We'll have Riverdale Southwestern, SWAL, ball tomorrow. Here's the pitch, late swing, and it's 1-2 now. Caden Strang.
For a baseball tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Talked to Kirk Thompson today. I think they're pretty sure they'll get that in.
It'll be. If I know Kurt, he's playing.
Well, it'll be 45. It'll be a heat wave.
It'll be a heat wave for Kurt, yeah.
Be sweating. 1-2. Ooh. Inside, it hit him.
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Caden Strang runs down to first base. Don't need ice on a day like this.
Well, I tell you what, you knocked that sting, though. That would do her today, wouldn't it?
Hit by pitch, Strang at first, and Wyatt Anderson will be the batter.
But the last time I did a game, I was at Riverdale. They didn't play cash. And I think I got dinged like 8 times. It was like a magnet. Yeah, so
that's not good.
No, but, you know, Kurt said, hang in there.
Pitchers are a little wild, it sounds like.
No, it wasn't the pitchers. It was,
throw to first is wild down the line. That's going to allow the runner to move to second base. He's there sliding. And Boscobel is runner at number 2 now.
That was a huge, huge, that could be a huge run right there.
Uh-huh. The throw over, again, some of the mechanics early in the spring aren't always there.
Right.
Yep. That seems like an easy throw over there.
But yeah, it's a tough
but
throw,
it's a tough one.
It's a tough throw.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like it, but it's not. Here's the pitch, and it's high back to the screen, and that's going to allow the runner back to third base now. He went halfway, started back, and then he hustles to third base. So Strang at third without a hit here in the inning.
Wow. And no outs.
Nope. Bulldogs coming right back.
The only hit was when they hit him.
So the runner at third base now for Lane Miller and the Hornets. Time is in. Miller steps off the mound and gets ready. Now ready. Here's the pitch. Strike at the bullseye.
You know, and again, thanks to these umpires, a lot of people don't. They just take us for granted. They really do, especially the cold. And Brian Allen out there, he's bundled up like a frosty man. And
get his snowsuit on. Swing and a miss. Strike 2 on Wyatt Anderson.
But it's true. I mean, people just think, well, the umpires will always be there. Well, that's not true if you look at it.
Yeah,
look around. So
absolutely.
Talk to some of these athletic directors and administrators for schools.
Just fortunate to have anybody to do it. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a big out. One away and now to the top of the order. That is the second to make that the third strikeout today, recorded by Lane Miller. And Briar Wayne will be the batter.
Lane Miller's at 39 pitches. So.
Okay. Probably going to go the distance today.
He could.
100 pitch count anyway. Runner at third. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. One ball with no strikes. The Hornets don't have a game tomorrow, so.
Or Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
He could actually go, I mean, and get 3 full days of rest. So.
They have a game on Monday and Tuesday, I believe. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward first.
Foul.
It's foul, yeah.
Hit him in the box.
So 1-1. Yeah, the way the forecast sounds, even though it's going to be warmer Monday and Tuesday, Hank, it's supposed to be rainy.
Rainy, yeah.
so maybe these two teams are good to brave it out today.
Right? You and I talked about earlier that there's three total storm systems for the 15th. We've already had one.
Okay.
So one's supposed to hit next week and then the weekend.
There's a chopper foul, strike 2. But I think next week it'll be warm enough it'll be rain.
Right, yeah.
But did you get, was much snow on the ground here in Boston?
None.
Okay.
So.
which is interesting. Some of our listeners over this way had quite a bit. It kind of depended on where you were at.
Yeah, I went to Lime Ridge yesterday.
Yeah. Here's a chopper toward left, now picked up by the shortstop. Long throw, got him, run, scores for the Bulldogs. First baseman pulled his foot, but Bosworth, I think, got it back there in time. So there are two away. Nice RBI for Briar Wayne.
Yes.
And that brings up Tyler Miller. Miller walked and scored last time. Avery McGlynn, good recovery there at shortstop. Strong throw.
Right, they had like 4 or 5 inches on the ground.
I know, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Where school was canceled yesterday. Here's the pitch popped up, and the catcher doesn't see it. That one is going to be dropping here by the screen, strike one. But that's what a lot of people said. You know, those of us on the flatland were saying, what? They could have had school.
Right, right.
But as soon as you got off from the secondary.
I hit Highway 154 up there on the top. It's bad.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it accumulated. Roads were a little icy, too. Nothing in one. Foul ball. Strike two. I'll tell you this, I sometimes, driving around, I'd almost rather have ice on the road than slush sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Because you can't control yourself.
That slush pulls you.
Then ice, you know where you're going.
Yep. You're going right in the ditch. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looks like the catcher got it, but he'll throw to first in time. Tyler Miller is retired. And strikeout number four for Lane Miller of Richland Center. A run without the aid of a base hit. There were no errors and a left on. We go to the third, and our score here in Boscobel, 4-3.
I had an error, Bill.
Did you score an error?
Yeah, I had the error of throwing to first base.
All right. So we
yeah,
got...
Yeah, that's if you don't want an error, I can change it.
No, I think you're right on that one. All right. We go to the third next. It is a 4-3 ball game as Richland Center hangs on to a one-run lead. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO. Top of the third here in Boscobel, home of the Bulldogs. Always good to get here and see the Bulldogs play. Probably see them later on this year against Riverdale in the SWAL, but only time that Richland Center will see them this year. Isaac Gold will lead it off, followed by Cole Wassinger and Logan Peterson. It is a nail-biter here today. 4-3 to score. Richland Center in the lead on a 4-run second inning. Hornets holding on to the lead. And here's the pitch. Above the letters, ball one on Isaac Gold.
We have a lot of listeners out there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here comes the windup and the pitch. Strike call. How are the ratings in Pea Ridge? Are we?
No Pea Ridge.
No Pea Ridge.
Sunny California.
Sunny California.
Yeah, Hayden Schott used to play baseball here. I believe he's in the Army. So, Hayden Schott, thank you for listening, young man. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And thank you for serving our great country. Thank you. And his mom, absolutely amazing.
2-1 to Isaac Gold. Here's the pitch. High fly to center field. Coming on is Tyler Miller. The shortstop calls him off, makes the play. Briar Wayne hauls it in for out number one. That ball it's funny because when it leaves the bat, it appears it's going to go deeper than
right.
It is, right?
Yep. What was the count on?
It was 2-1 when he hit it.
2-1, okay.
Yep. So the batter will be Cole Wassinger, who walked and scored last time. Landon Hazley remains on the hill for the Bulldog. The pitch, high. One ball and no strikes. Nobody on. One away. Here comes the next pitch. Inside. Cole Wasinger does the limbo to get out of the way of that one. Both teams
fighting. 2-0 here.
Yep, here's the pitch. Chopped towards shortstop. Waiting on it now is Wayne. Breyer swings it and got in. 2-0. Both of our shortstops today, Breyer Wayne and Avery McGlynn, have had to come up with strong throws.
Yeah, they've been busy.
Yep. So two up, two down, and the batter, Logan Peterson of Richland Center. He singled and scored last time.
I think Amanda and Jamie Walsh have an interest in this young man.
Do they?
Maybe.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Logan stepping in. Hornets have some pretty good depth. Guys that have some experience on the bench as well tonight. Pitch is down low for a ball.
I misspoke. Hayden shot in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so sorry, Hayden.
Well, you should have known that, right?
Well, I'm not very smart. I don't.
I'm just kidding.
No, but thank you, Hayden, boy. You're appreciated, buddy.
1-1. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball.
You know what? And his mom's appreciated too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, great family. She's battled through some personal issues. She is an awesome, awesome lady. So.
Well, we always say those in the military, the families also serve
too.
Yes, they
do. They're a good bunch of people. Glad to have them in town.
2-1. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-1. Two outs. Neither team has gone 1-2-3 here in the game. But Haseley has a chance to set down the Hornets quickly. 3-1. Here's the pitch to Peterson. Bounce towards short. Over to get it. Gobbled up by Breyer Wayne. High throw, and they got him. Loose brings it down to the other end.
They keep him busy, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Hornets go 1-2-3 in the inning. 2.5 here in Boscobel. Richland Center 4. Boscobel 3. High school baseball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Thousands have lived without love, but not one without water. W.H. Auden's quote is at the heart of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions' commitment to serve this area with timely, professional water system service. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions Richland Center is a full-service water system installation company with over 50 years of experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, call 608-649-4488.
Blaine Miller out warming up to pitch in the third for Richland Center. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Henry Bray, and he's got his bath towels. He's got bath towels plugging up the holes here in his UTV.
Hey, yeah, I think the wind's picked up.
Knocked down the wind. Used to do that in the old barn with gunny sacks, you know. Plug the windows around the windowsill and things. Yeah,
that's
right.
What it looks like.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I think maybe that the company could buy us some weather stripping or something.
Oh, good idea. Put that in there. Cameron Lewis will lead it off for Boscobel. Hunter Gunderson and then Stuart Trump. 3, 4, and 5 batters. Wisconsin spring, you never know. We should have been playing
know.
A month ago.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, exactly. We should.
Early March, we'd have been out here in short sleeves. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. One ball and no strikes.
So, yeah, it was, if we could just move the season either up a month or back a month, would be good.
Right, right. Miller back to work. From the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Cameron. He walked and scored back in the first inning. Boscobel played it 2 runs on only a hit in the first inning. 1 run and no hits in the second. So they scored in both innings. And now in the third. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Loose at 2-1.
Nice scoop by the catcher there. Nice scoop by McDonald.
Yep.
Or McDowell, I'm sorry.
McDonald.
Yeah. Is it McDonald?
You had it right, yep.
If I could read my writing, I'd be all right.
Well, that's true. I do that, too. Here's the rip up the middle. Nice, solid knock by Luce. He's rounding first big, but he's going to hold there with a solid single. So one aboard. That's a third. Make up the second Boscobel hit. And Hunter Gunderson will be the batter. Gunderson adjusts the helmet. Wasn't it good to hear Bob Uecker on the radio this week with Brewer Baseball?
Yes, it was. Wasn't it nice to hear?
Man. Every day that guy's on, cherish that.
But we have our own Bob Uecker right here in Richland Center, buddy, and that's his name is Phil Need. You know him?
I was going to say Tim Thied. Here's a high fly pop toward the right center field area, and Brady Dosh is over, and he grabs it for the out. Cameron Luce retreats to first base. Many of us grew up listening to Bob Uecker. It'd be interesting to know how many he has influenced over the years that have gone into broadcasting and whatnot.
He does such a nice job.
Yep. Like I always say, it's better when the Brewers are way ahead or way behind, because that's when he tells some stories. The game ain't much, but his stories are great.
Yeah, and he's the only one that knows those, you know?
Well, he's kind of like the last of a dying breed. Swing and the miss by Trum, nothing in one. Guy that can actually talk firsthand about some of the greats, you know, that he played with or met along the way. One on, one away for the Bulldogs. Tying run at first. 0-1 on Stuart Trum. Runner off, running. Here's the pitch ball, and there'll be no throw. McDonald didn't have anybody to throw to.
Yeah, he got a good jump there.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have had him anyway, right?
No, I don't think he would have. But Cameron had a great jump, and he's quick. Hey, long-legged kid.
Stolen base.
Coached his older brother, Noah Luce.
Did you?
I'm here, yeah. Good ball player. Dad, good family. Greg Luce, good family.
Here's the pitch, fouled off. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to Stuart Trum. Jaron Wiaki is due next in the hitter's circle. Looks like they got the snack bar open. I see some steaming cups of hot cocoa out there.
Just waiting for one to come our way.
Well, you'd probably spill it.
Well, and Tim didn't give us his credit card.
So. Oh, that's true. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to third, and they didn't get him. Nice job by Luce. Got underneath. So Boscobel aggressive on the base paths. They've got someone a heartbeat away, the tying run. And the batter, Jaron Wiaki.
Last time I hit a ground ball to shortstop, Bill. Got what I've got. Is that what you got?
Yep, single for an RBI.
Yep.
So runner at third. Boscobel trying to bring home the tying man. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. I think Lane Miller is getting a little more comfortable.
Yeah, he is. He's starting to pepper that strike zone now. So
yeah, 5 Ks to his credit. Nothing in one to Wiaki. Miller ready. Here's the pitch. Bounce up the middle. Trouble, and it's going to be in there. The game is tied. Cameron Luce scores. Base hit by Jaron Wiaki. 2 for 2. So back to even at 4. And Landon Heasley will be the batter.
It looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner here.
Okay.
I think it's Degenhart.
Yep, same as before.
Yep.
When Jaron was on base. So Jeremiah Degenhart, number 13, out to first base.
And they're allowed to do that without penalty to the catcher.
Yep. So some umpires, this is, and again, all the respect in the world for umpires, but sometimes it takes like forever for to mark a courtesy runner. And it's like, okay, here's the pitch, and it's going to be a strike. So why is that?
Sometimes umpires will get it out of their cart.
Uh-huh.
But me, on this one, it would be 14 courtesy runner. I already know that he's already ran once for the pitcher. So, and if the new pitcher comes in, he's still allowed to run in that spot as the pitcher's courtesy.
Sure, okay.
So,
yep. 0-1 is inside for the ball. 1-1, runner takes off late as the ball pops loose. Good aggressive play. Wiaki's runner, Degenhart, is now at second base. So, runner at 2 now. Boscobel's got a man in scoring position. Potential to take the lead right here. Miller is ready to go.
The umpires are probably not going to get their pens out unless they have to here. And the reason is just it takes too long. It's cold, and their ink's probably frozen.
Sure, what are you going to get something to write out here? 2-1?
That's what I got. No, I got 1-2, so I got two balls on a strike.
I couldn't tell whether he called that one before this a strike or not. Didn't see his hand, but he may have. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. Throw to third. Runner going, and the ball is down the line. Boscobel going to come in with a run to take the lead. As Degenhardt scores.
He missed the base, and he figured it out, so
he got back and touched the plate in time. So Hazley still up there. The Bulldogs have scored at least one run in each inning now so far. It is a 5-4 lead. This game far from over.
I got 2-2 here.
All right. We'll see who's right.
What do you got?
Well, I had 3-1. Runner scores on that wild throw. From the windup, here's the pitch. Fouled off. So there's your second strike, whether it was in or not. It is now.
You can tell the wind's picked up a little bit.
Yes.
Out there on Lane Miller, the pitcher for the Hornets. His jersey's blowing.
So. I see that. Yeah, the back of his shirt.
And it makes it colder when you have a kid that goes around the bases with two or three errors. I mean, that's tough.
Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. So 3-2 now.
So was I right?
So I think maybe you were right.
I know that hurts to say.
It does.
Yep. Maybe we can have that on a highlight of the sport.
All right. But we'll play that back later.
Like at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Easily back in. Full count then. Here's the pitch. And it's... What? I thought it was ball four. Is that what you had?
I had ball five. So apparently.
Apparently. Either one of us had the right count.
Landon, I don't know. So.
Back in. Miller from the windup, here's the pitch. There's a strike, and that got him. That is definitely strike three. 6 strikeouts today for Lane Miller, and nobody's in season form yet, including the broadcasters.
2 runs on 2 hits, 18 pitches.
Yeah?
So that's what I got.
What'd you have for errors there?
It didn't mark any, but I thought they had 2.
I thought there were 2. Yep. And none left on. All right. So Boscobel takes the lead after 3. 5-4 Bulldogs over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
WRCO. The fourth is on. Phil and Hank with you from Boscobel today on a summer-like day.
And I've been at an hour in the fourth. Not bad, Phil. And you know what? And we have 9 runs.
Yeah, a lot of runs. Yep, just ahead of 6 o'clock. Yeah. Tomorrow night, it's Southwestern at Riverdale, weather permitting. Monday, I think we're at Ithaca, and then Tuesday back at Richland Center. So we'll be getting around the area, watching some good games, as long as Mother Nature lets us.
Yes, yes. Landon Hasley, he's at 52 pitches.
Okay.
So
good to know. He has...
Nice job with the umpires, the way they're moving this game along.
They are. Yep.
They are.
Always appreciate that as well. As we used to say, don't let them lollygag between innings, you know? Get in and get out. Haiti leads off. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to Ethan and Avery McGlynn and Brady Dosh. 8-9-1 batters for the Hornets. Top of 4. Hazley kicks and fires, and that one is chopped slowly and short. Going to test Byer Wayne's arm. Barehand pickup. Got him. Nice play. I'm impressed with Breyer's arm.
I'll tell you what, he does a nice job, doesn't he?
6-3 put out. Avery McGlynn will be the batter.
You know, with Ethan Haiti, his speed, I'm surprised that they didn't bunt him
player last time.
Yes, he did.
And got one. That was the one that stayed on the line, right?
Yes. Yep.
Here comes Haseley from the line. The pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes. Yeah, talking about Bob Uecker and his influence, and I'm